with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes.
Hey, welcome back. It's the grilling guys on Jethro FM, Country with a Twist. We are also on WBRN in Big Rapids and WJIM in Lansing and all over the world, basically, with our live connection and our podcast, which number in the thousands weekly. So thank you for if you're downloading our podcast, and we'll try and up our game. We're in talks with several different national syndicates right now. A second one just jumped into the heap, which is a real big deal, and I'm very hopeful for that. But right now, I want to tell you that check out thegrillingguys.com. Go to the sidebar, and you'll see all of our sponsors, and you'll click to their nearest link. My Pillow is on there, and we've got my buddy T-Gid on the live line right now.
Good morning, y'all.
Yeah, so how about that? We got My Pillow on board, Mike Lindell.
Man, I love that. That dude is a true patriot.
Isn't he something?
We went to Sturgis, and they had a little display set up, and he wasn't there, but some of his people were there. And I said, man, is he as great of a guy as he appears to be on television? He said, even better. Even better.
Yeah.
So, when your employees talk about you like that, you know you're doing something right.
Yeah, I was supposed to go to Sturgis for the bike week here a couple weeks ago, and since I opened up this takeout joint, I can't get away. So I was supposed to be out there helping the Dove Creek people with that Wagyu jerky, and I don't know how they did, but I know it's brutally hot, and I dodged a bullet there. So yeah, dude, since I talked to you last time, man, I got a takeout restaurant.
I know. I'm just so proud of you, and I wanted to compliment when you were doing the introduction. You know, coming back from the break, you know, I've been following you guys. I've been a fan of your radio show since inception. You know, since y'all began, and I want to thank you because, you know, y'all did this about the time when the grilling craze really was starting to really blow up, and
right.
And a lot of people don't realize that with that there was a lot of people just starving for information. You know, they'd buy these really nice outdoor kitchens, they'd set them up, but they didn't really know how to use them. They were starving for recipes, they were starving for techniques, different types of woods, you know, and you guys came along and filled that hole and provided such a tremendous service to your listeners. And I think y'all need to be, commended for that, because and y'all continue to do it and at a very high level. So, man, more power to you. Keep
well,
it
that's
up.
Very That'll kind of you. Very kind of you to say. And I'd have to say you and I were friends before that. And our history going back to the Ace of Hearts days and Rob Russell and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Danny Skiff and all the boys in Kansas City. That's how things like this grow. A fellow came in the restaurant the other day and asked me my history, and I said, "Well, I don't know. It started with my watching my mom cook because mm-hmm. she was a great cook." And I kind of took a minute because we were slow, and Wednesdays are slow. And I kind of told him about my experience with the Ace of Hearts and Original Juan and American Stockyards and all these spice companies and stuff. And I, as I'm doing it, I'm thinking, wow.
What a career.
Really covered some turf there. And I just at the time, I just did it because I was a manufacturer's rep, and I was happy to have the contracts. And I was out, selling as much, as many smokers and sauces and rubs as I could. And that's just what I did. I can't say all those manufacturers treat you the best, because one of them, as soon as I got them into a major chain, they fired me.
Right.
And didn't pay me, and didn't pay me a penny for getting them in there, and but that's three little pigs. That's just how they roll. Oops, did I say that? What a myth!
I'll just give you the initials. You know, I can tell you who it was.
Yeah, yeah, that was a dirty deal. Skiff got burned on that. All of us got burned on that deal. But it doesn't matter.
That
that's how you grow.
It makes you stronger. Right?
That's right. That's how you grow. And looking back at all the products that I even used to move through my showroom, Goodness sakes, the Phoenix Grill, that was one that really, really inspired me because I found something I could grill on that didn't burn a lot.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. That pan system.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like a Dutch grill. What'd they call it? The Holland Grill? It was like a Holland Grill on steroids.
Yeah. That's right. That's what we call it, Holland Grill with a bigger engine.
Now, you've got a nice showroom down in Lafayette, Louisiana, and if you ever get to Lafayette, you got to look up T-Gid because he's a treat. And Brother Greg, so Brother Greg's not manufacturing now. What the heck is that boy doing?
Well, no, he's still running the operation entirely.
Okay.
You know, I mean, we're still 50-50 partners, but he's back running the ironworks division, the powder coating.
Okay.
And we still do some manufacturing, but not that of the Cajun Grill. And then we still have our retail operation across the street. So,
I'm sure he's going to the market getting a po' boy once a week, at least.
You know, he goes down to the old time grocery and gets his little po' boy. But you know, he had a couple of health scares, so he's been exercising. He's lost about probably 40-50 pounds.
Good.
Yeah, he's inspired me. You know, we're big guys down there. You know, so we're getting older, so we got to kind of watch our mortality rate right there. You know, so
if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys, and this is Barbecue Bob. I'm on the grilling line with T-Gid, who's one of our board of directors, a longtime friend, and just an absolute jewel. Tell us about your show, Grilling with the Gurus, and how people can find you.
Okay, yeah, that's great. Well, the kind of like your little thing with your whole career, you know, it's not that we sought out. You know, it just kind of happened. We were advertising with this local television show, and the producer actually came up to me and said, hey, man, we lost one of our little cooking show, and we have a hole to fill in a time slot. And, you know, you have the grills, you have the venue, you know, to grill, and you're a great personality on television, and you know what you're talking about, you're an expert in the field. You think you could throw something together? And so we just kind of tossed that around, and we started out by interviewing, making it kind of like a grilling show, but interviewing local celebrities, and people are like, well, they got local celebrities in the New York Yankees. He came on the show. We had a bunch of minor league hockey players come on the show. We had Chanda Rubin, which is a world-renowned tennis player from right here in Lafayette, Louisiana, and just a mix of different people. And we would do it. It was half interview and half cooking, and it was great. But I was running out of talent, you know, because we are Lafayette, Louisiana. I was running out of guests to invite. And so one of the guests I invited on, I'd never met this guy. His name was Kirk Guillory. He reached out to me. He wrote a blog on a Food Network website and would write Cajun recipes and that sort of thing. And so he reached out to me. He loved the show. He was a fan of the show. He said, man, I'd love to come on your show. So I had him on the show, and we just hit it off.
Keith Guidry, T-Gid, we blew through another segment, and we got to take a break, and I got Big Paulie coming up on the next segment, so we got to cut you loose. How do people find your show?
Oh, perfect. You go to kdcg.com, look for the on-demand TV shows drop-down menu, click on Grilling with the Guru, or you can go on Facebook and just type in the search bar, Grilling with the Guru, and you'll find us. And sausage bon, let's go, bro.
You got to do that, folks. Listen to this dude and his buddy. They're just fun. So love you, brother, and can't wait to catch up.
Love you too, man. Keep up the good work.
All right. We'll be back.